I'm on the line now with Crystal Narr. She is the executive director of the Chillicothe Area Chamber of Commerce. And the holiday season is about to get underway, believe it or not, with, of course, Halloween first on the 31st. And then when we get into November, even before Thanksgiving, I believe, or right around Thanksgiving, the Chamber of Commerce there, Crystal, is going to have a big parade. And it's an annual event. If you can, tell us about this year's 2014 Chillicothe Holiday Parade.
We are very excited for our 68th annual parade this year, which will be held on Saturday, November 22nd. It's always the weekend before Thanksgiving. It's a very festive day in town with several other activities taking place the evening before and the day of following the parade. The start time is 10 a.m., and that takes place right on Washington Street heading south, and then it kind of doubles back around on 3rd Street and comes back up north on Locust. So there are several great viewing locations scattered throughout the route.
Excellent. And can you tell us, what's this year's theme?
We are very excited. This year's theme is a fun one that we hope a lot of people really jump onto and have a good time with, and it is Christmas in Paradise. So we're expecting to see probably several hula skirts and some fun lays and different things of that nature.
And so are you still accepting submissions for floats and that type?
Yes. The application to register is located right on our website, which is www.chillicothemo.com. It's all right on our homepage over to the left side, so easy to access. And the registrations are free up until November 7th, and then after that, there is a $25 charge attached.
Okay, get those submissions in now then.
That's right.
Crystal, what type of, does it have to go along the main theme then that you have this year, like Christmas in Paradise? Is that what you're asking from the floats?
We would love, of course, we have several different categories, bands, judged floats, non-judged, people with cars. I mean, we run the whole gamut, and we love to have them all. Of course, it is always fun if they can somehow tie it into the parade route theme, just to make it a little more festive.
Okay, great. And once again, that's free registration for floats until November 7th, and then after that, it's $25. And with a $25 fee, how long after November 7th will you accept submissions?
We do that until the Monday before the parade, just because then it gets us down to the wire to get everything organized.
Okay, great. So the Monday prior to that. Okay. Crystal, what else can you tell us about the parade? Basically, what time do you think people start showing up? Where do people park? And will parking be an issue?
Parking is always a hot commodity, of course, whenever you're doing an event of this scope. But we just encourage people to arrive and give themselves plenty of time to find a suitable parking space and most of the times end up walking to their viewing location somewhere on the parade route. But there is plenty of parking. Just give yourself ample time to be able to park and then get to the parade route by 10 a.m.
Excellent. And tell me, Crystal, how long have you guys, I'm sure you've been planning somewhat since the end of last year's parade, but how much work has gone into this the past few months?
You know, the parade is a great event that really, it's such a festive tradition that people just get behind it, and we have a wonderful committee. So it's been a few months in the making coming up with our parade and our Grand Marshal, who will be announced here within the next couple weeks. But really, it's a pleasure to plan.
And for the kids, I believe there's a special guest at the end of the parade?
That's right. Our parade would not be complete without Santa Claus, so the jolly old soul himself will make his appearance from the North Pole to conclude the parade, just as he has every year.
All right, Crystal. Well, thank you for your information. It's the 68th Annual Chillicothe Holiday Parade, Christmas in Paradise, November 22nd, 10 a.m., and it starts on Washington Street by the Square, correct?
That's correct, right up by Sonic.
Okay, great. Is there anything else you have to share with our listeners?
Just a huge thank you to our two parade sponsors for this year, which are Hedrick Medical Center and Midwest Gloves and Gear.